Job is Perek Yud Daled, Mishnah Base 14:2. The previous Mishnayos had focused on the malacha of tzeda trapping, and the purpose of trapping was to get the animals from which the hides would be made to cover the Mishkan. That was one of the purposes of trapping. So we'll discuss another malacha related to that here in this Mishnah. We're talking about the malacha of ma'abed, of tanning, now, or something related to that anyways. Tanning is the process of taking those hides once you've captured, slaughtered, and flayed the animal. You'll take the hides and you need to now preserve them because animal hides will spoil quickly, they'll biodegrade, and therefore there's a process by which they can be preserved so that they won't decompose. That process is called tanning. The first step in that process is the curing of the hides, which essentially means soaking them either in salt or salt water, and that desiccates, that dehydrates, sucks out the moisture from the hides. And prepares them for the next steps of tanning, etc. In the time of the Mishnah, there's no refrigerators, there was no food in the winter, and therefore it was very common that all types of foods, that means meat, as well as vegetables, legumes, etc., were all preserved, pickled, and they were kept, you know, in pickling jars, and then they could be eaten throughout the year. The process of preserving foods, like making a pickle, etc., is quite similar, at least the first step is quite similar to the process of curing hides. You basically take your little cucumber and you put it inside a jar of salt water, and that brine also makes the pickle dehydrated and preserves it. Now, the truth is that the halacha is ein ibud ba'ochlin, there's no prohibition of midoraisa, of ma'abed, of preserving, pickling the foodstuffs. The reason why is because the point of ma'abed is to take something that is biodegradable and preserve it so it won't degrade, and so it can be used sort of indefinitely. But when it comes to foodstuffs, there's not an indefinite use, it's not a kli. You're basically preserving it just for eating it later. And therefore, it's not really resemblant to the ma'abed of the Mishkan, and therefore, midoraisa, it doesn't apply. There's a machlokas amarayim about that, but that's the halacha. Now, therefore, there's no problem midoraisa with preserving foods. However, but because there was so much pickling going on in the time of the Mishnah, and it really resembled very much the curing of animal hides, so the Chazal said that midrabanan were not to pickle foods on Shabbos either, or even, and this is really the focal point of our Mishnah, or even prepare the brine, the saltwater solution that's used for pickling, because that really resembles the saltwater solution that was being produced for curing hides. And therefore, our Mishnah says, "Ein osin hilmi b'Shabbos." One may not prepare that pickling brine. The word hilmi means like a large quantity of salt water. You can't make that on Shabbos because it looks like you are being involved in the curing process, even if your intention was just to do it to make pickled foods. So we're talking about a derabanan at most. But anyways, the rabbi said no, because it was very prevalent at that time. A prevalent problem, and potentially prevalent confusion. Aval osahu es mei hamelech. What you can do is make a small quantity of salt water, because they used salt water as a condiment. They would dip their bread, etc., into salt water to flavor it. So we're differentiating between a large quantity, called hilmi, and a small quantity, simply mei melech, used as a condiment. So we're saying you can do that, to make the small quantity, v'tovo behen pito, and you can dip your bread into that condiment, the saltwater condiment, v'nos noso chatavshel, and you also could use it as a condiment, sort of like to salt up your food. So you don't use rock salt or powdered salt. What you could use is you could add some salt water to your soup, etc., to flavor it. So that you could do on Shabbos. Amar Rav Yossi. Rav Yossi objects. He says, v'halo hu hilmi. There's no difference between salt water and hilmi, except simply the quantity. A small batch is called salt water, and a large batch is called hilmi. And it's sort of inconceivable to Rav Yossi, it seems, that you could differentiate between making it in large and small quantities. Beim ruba, beim muat. There's no difference, really, then, between making it in large or small quantities. So Rav Yossi agrees there is a way to make the condiment version of salt water. But to do that, you have to make it in a different way. Ve'elu hen mei melach. What is the way that you can prepare the saltwater condiment hamutarim, that's permitted to do on Shabbos? Nosin shemen betchila. l'toch ha'mayim or l'toch ha'melach. If you first add oil to the water or to the salt prior to mixing the salt and water together, so that oil on some level inhibits the mixing well of the salt and water together, it also clearly indicates you're not making a salt water preparation for curing or for pickling, because you've made it, you've weakened the mixture. And that being the case, it's evident to everyone, including yourself, that you're only making a condiment and not hilmi for preservation, and that's what makes it mutter. The halach, however, is not like Rabbi Yehuda, meaning the halach is like the Tanakama, so it is halach lamaisa, preferable if you're going to make salt water. This always happens on Erev Pesach. Better to make the salt water before Shabbos or Yom Tov comes in, but in truth, after the fact, if you need salt water, you are allowed to make not a very strong solution, but a not so strong solution of salt water in small quantities. That is indeed permitted, lalacha, or plan B, you could add oil to the water or the salt lamaisa first, and that would be permitted on Shabbos. Importantly, really beyond the scope of this Mishnah, but halach lamaisa, there are restrictions on salting vegetables in general. People don't realize. To sprinkle salt on your vegetables, the kind of vegetables that are salted on to make pickles, like, say, cucumbers, one is not supposed to sprinkle salt on multiple pickles, multiple cucumbers at once. You're supposed to either salt one at a time or take your cucumber, if you want it salted, and dip it into salt. But that's other halachas that apply to the malach of ma'abed, midurabanan.